We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Life. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. With the season in full swing, action still unfolding, so it's time to head over to the DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. So many storylines across both pro and college sports. This is the time to check out all that DraftKings Sportsbook has to offer. And if you haven't tried the app yet, well, first of all, what's wrong with you? We've been telling you all season, you got to get the DraftKings Sportsbook. And here's another reason why. Celebrating Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring that if you're a new user, all your bets are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet, they cover with risk-free Sunday betting. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up, and you get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet, they cover it up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with MetEase Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Dusty, it's quarter number four. We've been talking Penn State, Ohio State now for the first three quarters. We could probably go on for another hour or two, but I want to start to look forward a bit, and where do we go from here? This team is 0-2. Do we just pack it up for the season? Can't do that. Maryland is going to show up on Saturday. The question is, will Penn State show up?
I expect them to. You know, I think, you know, since James Franklin arrived at Penn State, they have shown fight. Sometimes when you don't expect it, you know, sometimes in the second half against Ohio State, you know, that game, kind of got away from them, but they still hung in there. I expect them to show back up. Now, the weird thing about this season is no non-conference games to try to get yourself up to speed with these new coaches, iron out communication, iron out their new techniques, work out the ins and outs of the new offense, learn who you are, what your identity is, all those things. You didn't get a chance at the front end of the season, and you've got no bye weeks in season. So it becomes a real scramble, I think, when Penn State's searching for itself to try and find yourself and keep competing in these games. I think Maryland at home is a welcome sight. It's a chance maybe to get back to the drawing board and kind of assert who you are. And then the other part of it, obviously, is you had an idea who you were going to be, and then Journey Brown goes down, Noah Cain goes down, and part of the fabric of your offense has to change because of all that. So I think they'll find themselves. I think you'll see a team that's ready to fight, that's not ready to let the season all the way get away at this point. I think they're looking to salvage what's left, kind of understand that 6-2, 7-2, they're still very much on the table.
Well, let's talk about Kirk Ciarrocca for a minute here. He's the new offensive coordinator. A lot of us were very impressed with him, both with the performance he had as Minnesota's offensive coordinator against Penn State. And we were very hopeful. Haven't really seen it this first two games, but I just want to remind you, Dustin, and everyone else, if you take a look back at Minnesota last year, the start of the season, they were playing essentially the Little Sisters of the Poor out of conference, and they were very underwhelming with their performance. It was not impressive at all. It seemed to take that Minnesota team a while to get going. I'm hanging that out there as potential hope for Penn State fans. What have you seen from him in these first two games, and what do you expect to see going forward?
I think you need to see a group that still has to come together and gel and recognize what they are, what they're trying to be. I really thought going into the year with that strength at running back, you were going to see a run oriented team that would then build the rest of the offense off of that. To have that taken away from you so suddenly, you know, going into week one and then coming out of week one at Indiana after Noah Cain goes down, it changes your approach. And I think it changes how you want to try to move the football. And, you know, Devin Ford, I think longer term, he's got a chance to be a really good player. I don't know that he was really ready to be that workhorse guy in week one. And then, you know, obviously not much was going right in the run game against Ohio State. So I think all efforts to try to carve out that identity changed, you know, on a dime early in the season. And you're still seeing an offense that's looking to figure out who it is. What would you say? What would you say is the strength that they're going to lean on? And, you know, the pecking order at wide receivers still shaken out. You're still trying to get Devin Ford going. The offensive line did not have a great game against Ohio State. You're not owning the line of scrimmage like you thought you would. So how much of that can you really say Kirk Shiroka's offense doesn't work? Because not many of the ingredients are going well.
I don't think you could judge an offensive coordinator after two games, especially in a situation, as you said, like this, where you didn't have the out-of-conference games to figure things out. COVID changed everybody's schedule. And you lose, you know, your two top running backs, two very impressive running backs. That changes the entire dynamic. But let's talk for a second then about that offensive line. This group was supposed to take that next step. So far, the reviews are mixed at best through two games. What do you see there so far from Phil Troutwine?
I think he is the right guy for this group, but they don't have that air of dominance about them that I thought they would. I think that Ohio State defensive front is very, very good and talented, but it's nowhere near the best group that Penn State has seen since James Franklin got here. It's a good group. It's not yet a great or elite group. And Penn State's offensive line was not owning the line of scrimmage. They weren't owning the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball. So you need to see, I mean, this group, you expected them to turn the corner this year. You expected them to go from making incremental progress to making a big leap forward, because I do think the talent is there. I thought the experience was there. And from everything that they were saying, you know, Troutwine's influence seemed to be bringing out the best in them. And we just haven't seen the best in them yet. We haven't seen a group that looks ready to dominate and looks ready to put this offense on their back. They need, especially right now when you're missing your top two runners, you need the offensive line to do that job and to give Sean Clifford time. You know, I think not many ingredients of this offense have been able to work because there just hasn't been the time to do it or the running space to do it. And that's got to change in a hurry. Maybe Maryland is that feel good game. I think if you ask our own Ross Tucker, you know, what role confidence plays in this, they haven't had a chance to really get that ball rolling yet. And maybe one game or two games where they can get that swagger, maybe that makes a difference for them moving forward. I think that's the hope.
Well, you're right. Let's hope for that against Maryland. Let's talk a moment about James Franklin. And now, you've heard talk about his in-game coaching and some criticisms there. I'm not sure all of it is fair. Pretty much every coach will make some kind of mistakes in-game. You end up winning the game. It doesn't seem so critical. But this is the first time in many years since very early on, since I think they were 2-2 going into that Minnesota game several years ago and ended up Big Ten champions that season. This is the first time that I'm seeing real heat on James Franklin. No, he's not on the hot seat for losing his job, but I think this might be the first time in quite a while he's got to be feeling a bit of pressure.
And I think, you know, that Minnesota game from 2016 is a really good comparison because, you know, they are at a similar juncture in time where they're backs are against the wall. There's some serious doubts right now, as there would always be when you're 0-2. As you mentioned, James Franklin, not on the hot seat or anything, but subjected to criticism because of not just going 0-2, but the way that they went 0-2, some of the mistakes that were made along the way, some of the, you know, the fourth down call against Ohio State, for example, some of the, you know, the late game stuff with Devin Ford at Indiana the week before. So when you have some coaching miscues and you have a team that doesn't really look like a cohesive group and you are 0-2, you're subjected to that. So they are at this place now where they need a big rebound effort. And in 2016, you know, there were similar doubts. They had wins at that point in time, but they, you know, had lost to Pitt. They were blown out by Michigan. Didn't really look like they belonged anywhere near a list of Big Ten contenders. But they get that one comeback win, and it did enough to elevate and give confidence and all that. And you saw a different program really for the past 3-4 years. They're in a similar spot where I think they do need to mount some kind of similar response here. I think this team's capable of it, but they are in that scramble mode, and they need to take it out on somebody. And maybe Maryland coming to Beaver Stadium is what they need to try to get that mojo. They need to be, as much as anything else at this point in time, they need to start feeling good about themselves in some way or another. And then maybe the rest of the pieces will fall in place, but they need that win, get that monkey off their back, play well, put up some points, start feeling good about football again.
Well, this is potentially that opportunity, as you said, Maryland coming into town. Maryland did win this past weekend. They beat Minnesota by a point the week before, blown out by Northwestern. This week, I was a little surprised. The DraftKings spread on this game is, I believe I saw it at 25.5 points. That surprised me quite a bit, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to make your prediction, Dusty.
Well, I'm going kind of the way I went last week, where I thought Ohio State would cover, not by a mile, but we were looking at about a 12-point spread at that point. I picked Ohio State 31-17. I'm going to do something similar in this one. I think Maryland covers in this because I think 25.5 points is too much. I've got it at 42-21. I think Penn State's offense is going to start finding something here. I think they've got a group that they can win the point of attack probably on both sides, offense and defense. And you're starting to kind of find your pieces in the passing game. This is the game where Devin Ford gets going. I think they're going to score some points. I've got it 42-21. Maryland covers, but barely. I think Maryland showed enough against Minnesota last week that they do pose a threat offensively, and they can put up a few points in this one. I think Penn State not really threatened, but doesn't cover either. 42-21.
And they really need a win for their psyche after losing their first two games, Dustin. All right, that is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The season is in full swing. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet and they cover up to $100 when you use code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.